You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Beyond the Visual Symposium here at Wellcome Collection, and I'm joined by Simon Hayhoe, who's a reader from Bath University and has also written a lot about access to the arts for many disabled people, whether that's visually impaired, over the years. And Simon, you did the keynote speech this morning, which I think looked at very much thinking about visual arts for people with non-vision. Could you just sort of, for listeners, sum up what your keynote talk was all about?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing I've noticed, I started researching this area in 1993, is there's a particular teaching that we have both in museums and schools for visually impaired people that they're almost unallowed to do art. And that's one of the things that excludes people from art. So I think that exclusion actually starts before you walk in through the door of a museum, because you're taught that you can't understand it. And one of the provisions that we really need to make, I think, it's a huge provision that we need to think about, is to actually teach people, educate people from the beginning, from the early years up through the secondary school, up through university and so forth, that they can engage with art, whatever their level of vision.
And you mentioned in your keynote speech about waves of inclusion, and that's quite an interesting metaphor, because a wave comes and a wave goes back as well. Could you do that?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we've had periods where there's been a lot of activity and then suddenly nothing happens after that. And so it almost becomes a fashion that we've had separate exhibitions for people with visual impairment, for example. And I talked about this in terms of generations of inclusion that we've had. At one point, we had lots of separate exhibitions for people with visual impairment, but we didn't actually bring those into the mainstream gallery. And people with sight weren't encouraged to go and see them. And it seemed a shame, because these are things that could also educate people with sight about vision loss as well. And I think this is a huge issue that we need to discuss, because, of course, when we look at access to the arts for people with visual impairment, we always talk about perception and making it touchable and making it understandable and audio description and so forth. And those things are really important, and I completely agree with that. However, there's some aspect of this that's actually bigger, which is actually getting people into a museum, actually working with art, actually doing art, understanding what colour is in relation to art in the first place. And there are people who didn't go to school, and this is what I was talking about in my keynote, who actually didn't learn that they couldn't do art, if that makes sense. And so because they weren't educated away from art, they saw art as a way of understanding the world. The artist I was talking about this morning was Eşref Armagan from Turkey, and he's now in his, I think, 70s. And because he wasn't sent to school, he didn't actually get the education that he couldn't do art. He wasn't sat in a separate area of the class or sent to a separate school where they didn't do art. And so he actually found a way of looking at the world through audio description, through his parents, through his brothers and sisters, through his mother, and actually understanding the world through verbal image of the visual elements of the world. And because of that, he built up a visual description, a visual capital, if you like, and that taught him that he could understand about art. And I think that's a vital issue that we really need to get into schools, colleges, museums, in particular when they're bringing people into the museum to educate people about these things.
And what do you feel about a symposium like Beyond the Visual? How do you see that making changes within the art establishment in a way and finding better access for everybody and including everybody?
Well, I'm really hoping, and I'm sure it won't be, but I'm really hoping this won't be an echo chamber where we're preaching to the converted. What we need to do is bring in curators who aren't thinking about these issues. So there are curators who are actually talking about access issues, and that's a great thing. But what we really need to do is almost evangelize to people who aren't actually thinking about access at the moment, to bring them into the conversation. Because until we bring in the people who aren't convinced yet about access issues and that blind and visually impaired people can actually enjoy art and get something from the visual access that they're presented with, then we're just going around in circles. And I hate to say it, unless we actually take this out to the public, rather than having it in small museums or in small areas, we won't get this fully accepted into society. And I think some of these points were made earlier in the day as well.
I think that's a great thing to take from this symposium over the next 2 days, is actually taking this out to everybody else and taking it out to the art establishment as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Simon, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you.